Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Gene Siciliano, celebrating his 15th anniversary with us. CFOForRent.com, that's his website. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com is mine. Hey, Gene, we're talking about how to get how to make the right decision about how to invest our whatever money we have in our small business, our precious capital. How do we determine if one way is better than the other? We've talked about the payback period. We talked about discounted cash flows. We've talked about using the risk management system. Folks, it's not our job. We can't explain to you all the elements of how to calculate these. Our purpose here is to identify these different methods. Then you can take those. If you go look up a calculation for a discounted cash flow, you can find that, and you can see how to plug in your numbers. If you want to go do a payback period, there's a place where you can find that. The risk management scenario, we're talking about it to some degree, but this is just a way of letting you know that there are methods, there are calculations, there are approaches to make that will help you make your decision. So you take this impetus from us, this little seed of an idea from us, and then go further with it, make it your own, make it work for you. All right, what's next, Gene?
You have pointed out very validly that we can't tell them how to make the calculation. The whole idea of this, and there's a whole chapter in my book devoted to this, is to help people understand that there are specific methods of going through and making this calculation.
Finance for the non-financial manager, folks. That's the reason I recommend this book, Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. All these things that Gene's talking about are in the book. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, so the whole idea is not let people make big money decisions, big investment decisions, because it feels like the right idea. Boy, I really want to do this. This would be so snappy. All that may be true, but you got to get past the emotion and look at the, will this make more money for me than doing something different? And that's really the point. How do you decide if this is a good investment from a making a profit standpoint? And that's why we go through one of these calculations, whether it's return on investment or payback period or discounted cash flow or several others that are tossed around. The whole idea is to not make the decision without going through that calculation, without having your financial advisor help you through the calculation so you can say, this investment would bring me a return of 6%. That investment would bring you a return of 16%. I should do that one.
Well, and you can even apply this. You can even apply this to training. If you have a salesperson who you believe is going to be with you for the long haul, and they've got a 25% close ratio, and you could spend $2,000 on or even $5,000 on training them, getting them some more training. If you could grow their close ratio to 30%, 35% from 25%. You can do the math on that. You could almost do the math on that in your head to see, okay, that's going to, based on their current performance, if we grew this by 30% or whatever to another level, that's going to be this much money, and you can apply that to how much it costs for the training. You can use this.
And that's a great example of risk management because you don't know on the front end when you make that training investment, will I get the return on the back end? But you make an estimate anyway, consciously, and you have, because that's why we make decisions based on the idea of getting more. You don't know if that salesperson is going to produce 5% or 10% more in returns, but you make the choice, you make the estimate anyway, because that's the only way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's totally a guess. And guessing is not good for business.
Even,
so you're
even,
right. Training,
even if you don't
hiring a new salesperson,
yeah,
is another example of that. You hire a new salesperson, and you're going to pay them a salary, you're going to pay them a commission, is that additional salesperson going to bring you enough more sales to pay for their salary and their commissions and all the expenses of having an additional employee?
Make an attempt, folks, to do a calculation on whatever you're spending your money on so that you can feel a little bit more intelligent about how you use that money. And I'll tell you something else, especially if you're borrowing the money. if you're having to go to the bank and get the money and it's using up your credit line and you're having debt service, cash flow debt service and interest debt service, and especially in those cases. Hey, Gene, good job today as always. Come back soon. And thank you for 15 great years. Let's do 15 more. What do you think?
I look forward to it. I will be around if you will.
Gene Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen, CFOForRent.com. That's his website. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.